Welcome today to the Clear Vision television program. My name is Rose, and I want to thank you so much for coming back with me to watch today. Folks, we're in the most exciting time that there ever was on the face of this earth. And today we're going to be talking about who do you think you are? Not only who do you think you are, but who does God think you are? And I think you're going to be very blessed and surprised to find out that he thinks you're his glorious, created, full of life image of him. And I love you. I want you to stay tuned and come back with us in just a few seconds.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus is Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
Beloved, we are in the most exciting times that there ever has been in the life of mankind. And I want to today go over with you very, very quickly a topic that's so near and dear to my heart, a topic that I call, Who Do You Think You Are? Because we think so oftentimes that we are less than important. We think we're nobodies. We think we're ugly. We think we're not capable or able to do anything, much less the things that God wants. But I want to clear up to you really quickly in the Scripture who God says you are first. I want to clear up what His Word says about who He created and He said that you are. Let's look at Genesis 1 and start in verse 26 very quickly here. God said, "Let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image and likeness of God, He created him, male and female, and He created them. And God blessed them, and God blessed them, and said, "Be fruitful and subdue the earth and the resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish and everything in the sea." Beloved, you have been created. You have been made in the image of God Almighty. Now, if you don't know who God is and you don't understand the power of God and the authority of God, then it's going to be difficult for you to understand who you are. And that's why we get into these situations where we find, in especially in the Christian world, many defeated Christians. Many defeated Christian men and women, holy men and women of God, who do not understand that they are God's creation, that they are holy in His sight, that they are given dominion over everything on this earth. I want to read you a testimony from a young man that wrote to me last year, and just let you see what having a good image of yourself that God has sounds like. Clark is his name, and he says, "Dear Rose, by most standards, I should not have made it. I had a right to be heard. I had lived a life of great privilege. I'd traveled all over the world enjoying life beyond what most people dream. That was before a murderer attempted to kill me. I was stabbed numerous times, beaten in the head with a baseball bat many times, and left for dead and shot. I lay in a coma 4 months on life support, not expected to live. When I woke up, I was paralyzed. I had to learn and I had to earn my right to be alive, to feed myself, to learn to breathe on my own. Despite the factors that worked against me, I continue to receive miraculous healing after healing, promotion after another. I want to tell you now that I praise God, and I want to praise Him with you, because I'm not a quitter. I am more than a conqueror. And how have I done this? I've done it by overcoming all odds and obstacles and abruptly stopping my life. I've done it by being positive and thinking about myself the way God thinks about me. I've done it by being devout, by believing that I'm created in the image of my God, and that I believe God has life intrinsic value for me. I don't strive for the approval of other people or depend on compliments from my brothers and sisters in the Lord to feel good about myself. I feel like I'm articulate. I feel like I'm extremely competent at everything I do because I know that I can go through life with a joy and a smile. And while others shake their heads in amazement at me, I know that I'm living a glorious life in Christ now. Thank you, Rose, for helping me understand who I am in Christ. Beloved, you are God's holy man or woman of God. You are in the image of God. And today your self-image, your self-esteem, your self-concept, your self-worth is maybe at a minimal. Maybe you're sitting watching this program and you're thinking, well, how can I ever think like that? How can I ever feel that way about myself? Well, when you see yourself as unqualified, insignificant, unattractive, when you feel like your self-worth is low, then you look to God. And you understand that He doesn't believe that about you. He doesn't think that about you. He created you in His image. He created you to be who He says you are. He created you to be powerful. He created you to be loving. He created you to be understanding, to be forgiving. He created you and put His Son's own love in you. Christ, the living God, lives inside you. If you know Jesus as your Savior, if you know Jesus as your holy God, then you have the image of God as your Savior. You have Him as your only example. You have Him that you want to look to. What I need you to do today is start thinking about this, and as we continue on with the program, and we continue on with talking about things that you can do, like how do you talk about yourself? What do you say about other people? How do you think? How do you act? When you get up in the morning, what's the first thing you start thinking about? When you get up and look in the mirror, what's the first thing you think about? If you're like me, you might look in the mirror and go, my goodness, how can we fix this today? Well, God doesn't care about how you can fix how you look today because He thinks you're gorgeous. If you're a woman, if you're a man, He thinks you're handsome. If you're a child, He thinks you're just sweet and kind and gentle. And that warms my heart because I have 3 beautiful daughters and 6 gorgeous grandchildren. And I make it a clear point every day to say to every one of my children, every one of my grandchildren, if I see them, you are the best. You are the goodness of God, and you are created in His image. And He made you to be who you are. And I love you with all my strength. Father loves you with all His strength, beloved. And He wants you to love yourself, love Him, and love other people. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about this. And in the meantime, be watching for the offer on the promotion of Jesus' love. You can have those chickens.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus is Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
Beloved, I just want you to consider a few thoughts with me right now. Consider this. You can change your image of how you see yourselves, how you see yourself. You can think first, first thing you can do is agree with the Lord. Agreeing with the Lord is seeing yourself as the strong, courageous, successful, blessed, holy, healthy person that God says you are and that He's called you to be. You can quit making excuses. You can start stepping out in faith. You can start allowing your weaknesses and insecurities. You can stop allowing those to keep you bound. You can start thinking like God thinks about you. I want us to look real quick at Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews 1, and let's see here. We'll find it. In the last days, Hebrews 1, 3, He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine, And he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. When he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sins and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high. This is talking about Jesus. This is talking about the Jesus that came that you may have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's what he said in John 10:10. This is the Jesus that says that he maintains and guides and propels the universe by his mighty word of power. Now, we read a minute ago in Genesis 1 that God says that he has given you authority and dominion over all this earth and everything on it. How do you take that dominion? You take it with your words. You take it with your attitude. You take it by ordering this little book I'm going to offer you at the end of the program called Stop Talking Crazy. People say the most amazing things. I hear them talk about how they are a nobody. They are a nothing. They are not going to ever make it. And I want you to understand today that when you allow yourself to not focus on God, when you allow yourself to focus on your weaknesses, and we have a human nature, but we also are a divine supernature. You are a divine supernatural person in God. Holy Spirit, speak to this person watching right now that needs to know how powerful you are, Father, that needs to know how powerful you are in them. Holy Spirit, speak to this individual that's watching today that doesn't understand that God, you created them in your image. Father, speak to them right now. Lift them up and encourage them. Take their attitude and their feelings about themselves, their thoughts and their actions of depression and aggravation and upset and bitterness. I've learned long ago that fear and doubt are twins, and fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit that has torment, and that spirit is tormenting anyone that allows it to come on them. But God said, I have delivered you. I have delivered you from the spirit of fear. I have delivered you into the spirit of my son's love. I have delivered you into that spirit of his love, and perfect love is who he is. And perfect love casts out all fear, folks. Perfect love casts out all fear. So if you're having a little difficulty and you're having problems with fear in your life, examine how you're loving. Examine your love thermometer. Maybe your love thermometer has gotten just a little bit low. Maybe it's gotten a little bit out of whack. Maybe it's gone down the wrong path. You and I are not any different. I have to pray every day. I have to ask the Lord every day to through his word to encourage me. I have to speak his word that says that I am his healed, holy woman of God. I have to say the things about myself that God says. I have to say the things that I was raised in a southern family in eastern Kentucky. And I mentioned it from time to time on several programs that I was raised Italian. And Italians are very loving, boisterous, loud people. And they're very gregarious. They're very expressive. And I took that to the outer limits when I was a kid. I bounced off the walls, and consequently, I didn't listen to a lot. And my parents had to tell me, be quiet, don't speak, sit down, be still. Here's a quarter if you'll be quiet for 30 minutes. My grandfather used to tell me, I'll pay you to not speak. Well, I didn't listen, and I became very rebellious, very offensive, very loud, even more than I was. And God had to take that from me and not take it away from me or out of me, but redirect it. I used to pray and ask God, I say, God, give me a new way to, a new personality, a new life, a new way to be. Who can I be like? Because I wasn't learning as a kid that I was precious in his sight. I had wonderful parents. I had wonderful grandparents. But they didn't know back in the early years of the 50s and the 40s and the 60s how to talk about God the way we do today. So I learned to not think for myself, not talk. I learned to be rebellious and offensive. And as I got older and God, I went to him and I said, Father, I want you to make me a new personality. Give me somebody else I can be. And God said, no, I want you to be the you I created you to be. I want you to be who I made you to be. I want you to be exciting and gregarious about things. I want you to be interesting, but I want you to do it for me. You see, God has plans. He has gorgeous, wonderful, high plans for each of us. And He didn't create you by mistake. He didn't make you into who He created you to be. But He wants to develop you now into who He wants you to be. He wants to develop you to be the loving, giving, powerful, understanding, wise person with the mind of Christ that He gave you. Let's talk more about this after we come back from our break. Right now you're going to hear about Jesus' love, and you can have that chicken. And with any amount of donation or a price of the book there, I don't know how they're offering, order it, and let's get started on loving and knowing who we are in Christ. In the name of Jesus, I love you. God loves you, and He knows that you love Him. In the name of His Son, Jesus, yes.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus' Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
Beloved, I appreciate so much having the privilege and the opportunity to speak to you today and to share with you, to tell you the things that God would want to say to you about how wonderful and gloriously He created you. And as we were in our little break there, I was looking over some of my notes, and the Lord reminded me about in my notes here about the classic story of Moses and how people think of themselves. And you may know it, you may not, but Moses had led the children through the desert for 40 years. I mean, it was a 12-day, 11-day, however long it was. Bob, how long was it? 12 days or 11 days? It was a short trip they could have made. But he spent 40 years with those people in the desert listening to them talk about how they're not going to make it and how they need to go back to Egypt and how they don't have this and how they don't have that and how if they can't do this and are they going to do that and blah. Oh, they just went on and on. You know how it goes. You may have a household like that full of people. I used to live in a house like that once. So anyway, Moses, they get to the promised land that they could have gone into 11 years before or 12. And Moses says, well, I'm going to send spies over into there and see what they can find out. So he sends 12 people. Now, of those 12 people, Joshua and Caleb were two of the 12 that went. They went over there and they stayed a few days looking around, and they came back out. And they said, it's wonderful in there. You will not be able to comprehend the size of the grapes that are there and the amounts of good things that are over there for us. But we have a problem. We have a big problem. There's giants over there, and they're huge. They're big enough that they can do anything they want. And then they made this statement to Moses. They said, we were in our own sights as grasshoppers. They saw themselves as bugs on the ground under the feet of giants. Well, Moses heard that, and then Joshua and Caleb spoke up and said, yes, that's what they say. But what we say is that we are well able to possess the land because our God is much bigger. We're not grasshoppers in God's sight. And we are not little puny people that cannot do what God's asked us to do. So Moses thought about it, and beloved, he went with the grasshoppers. He went with the grasshopper thinking, Bob. Did you hear that? Justin, did you hear this? The Cameron people I'm talking to, because I'm getting a little relation here going with these folks. I wish we had a camera that could show them. But they got grasshopper mentality, and that's how Moses started to think. Well, that day is gone and past, beloved. God is not interested in grasshopper mentality anymore. Now, he fully understands that we're going to think certain ways. And he already knows how you think, and he knows what you're going to say before you speak. That's Psalms 139. God knows the words on your tongue before you speak. And he knew you. He says, I knew you before I created you in your mother's womb. God created you in your mother's womb. Beloved, if he created you in your mother's womb, then he didn't create you as a grasshopper. He didn't create you as a bug that crawls on the ground. He created you as a giant in the land. A giant in the land that can raise your hands and glorify and worship him. He created you as somebody that doesn't aimlessly, accidentally wander through life. He created you according to his plan. And he has plans for you. These are some of the programs we're going to be sharing with you as we go on in the Clear Vision Show. And I want you to call the prayer line on the mention at the bottom of the screen. Get somebody on the phone at that number to pray with you, or me. Ask for me. Ask for Rose. I'll be able to talk with you when you call in. That's at our ministry offices in Kentucky. And if your call is not unlimited calling or long distance you have to pay, we call you back. You don't have to pay for that call. So, beloved, let's start studying the Word and listening to God and being who He says we are. Let's start acting like He says. Pick up God's intent. I wrote this down earlier this morning. Pick up God's intent for you as a good God and agree that He has good things to give to you as His image, created in His image child. You are a holy man and woman of God. Now, I know that some people think that, oh, that's not possible because there's nobody holy but God. Well, honey, God is in you, and God created you in His image. He created you in His image. Let's look at Ephesians very quickly. Ephesians 3:20. Now to Him who by in consequence of the action of His power that is at work within us is able to carry out His purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To Him be the glory in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. God is always ready to go above and beyond anything you dare pray, ask, think, hope, or dream, or imagine. If you are needing to think differently about yourself, not change who you are, but think the way God thinks about you. If you're wanting to be and act the way God says for you to act, then you have to think like He thinks. And beloved, He thinks you're terrific. He thinks you're gorgeous. He thinks you're handsome. He thinks you're wise. He thinks you're intelligent. And that's not arrogant. That's the way somebody thinks that loves you. When somebody loves you, they love you with all their heart, with all their strength, with all their might, with all their hope, with all there is in them. And God knows that you love Him. God knows that you love Him. He said in 1 John 4:19, because I loved you, you first loved me. God knows that you love Him. Let Him know that you know it. Tell Him. He already knows.
For a financial seed offering of $8, you can receive Rose's book, Jesus' Love, and discover the glorious plans God has for you. To order, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961. Order Jesus is Love today and learn how you can take your dreams off hold.
Beloved, I want to pray with you very quickly before we close the program today. Perhaps you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you already know the Lord, you want to recommit your life. Maybe you just want a bigger presence of God in your life. So let's pray right now. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive you, Father. I receive your Son, Jesus, as my Savior and Lord. I receive him into my heart. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that with all my strength, I thank you that I can come before you. Father, I thank you that I can come before you, receive your Son, Jesus, and recommit my life to you. I can come before you, Father, and let you develop in me the image of you, the image that you created in me to be. I thank you, Lord, that you want me healthy. I thank you that you want me sound. I thank you, Father. I expect you, Father, to move into my life in a greater way today than ever before. And I give you all glory and honor, Father, that you're moving right now in the name of Jesus. Beloved, if you've prayed that prayer with me, I want you to call the prayer line. Let somebody know. Speak the testimony and the praises to God. Let us know and let us pray further with you. Let us teach you. Let me teach you that you have dominion over this earth. Let me teach you that you have authority, that you can cancel the plans of the enemy. Let me teach you how to use God's word, at the word that he says he'll honor. Let me teach you, Father. Let me teach the people, Lord, that they know, that they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are Lord God Almighty. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And I asked the Lord, I said, who and where did that light come from? You spoke, let there be light, but where did it come from? And God said, I am the light. I spoke myself into existence. I spoke myself into the being of this creation. I am the creation. I am healing. I am financial needs. I am finances. I am comfort. I am peace. God says he is those things. We can worship him. We can worship the Lord because we know he is the great I am. Beloved, you've been created in his image. It's not arrogant for you to think about yourself the way God thinks about you. It's an honor and it's a glory to God for you to think and to talk about yourself the way God says. Amen. Amen.
It's a little book with a big message. Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love will teach you to use the power of your tongue with God's word and watch your life stay in overflow. To order your free copy along with our newsletter, write to the address on your screen or call 859-748-9961.